Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, November 16th. High school sports meets are canceled under an order issued by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. It also says high schools and college classes can only take place online, and bars and restaurants are again limited to takeout and delivery service only. Governor Gretchen Whitmer requested the order. She said that's because Michigan has seen a dangerous spike in infections and deaths from COVID-19.
We are at the precipice and we need to take some action. Because as the weather gets colder and people spend more time indoors, this virus will spread. More people will get sick and there will be more fatalities.
Whitmer said the trajectory could rise to 1,000 deaths a week in Michigan. The order lasts for 3 weeks, starting on Wednesday. Dr. Janae Khaldun is Michigan's chief medical executive. She says the cases are spiking all around Michigan.
In the past week, we know of 416 people who have died from COVID-19. And by February 15th, models predict we could have as many as 20,000 additional deaths due to COVID-19 in Michigan.
The new COVID-19 restrictions were revealed last night. The action drew a rebuke from the legislature's Republican leaders. They say the governor should be working with lawmakers on a plan instead of taking unilateral actions. The legislature is on recess until December 1st. Elsewhere around Michigan, healthcare workers at Mercy Health in Muskegon say they are overworked and stressed dealing with this rapid surge of coronavirus patients. More on that from Dustin Dwyer.
Four floors of a brand new hospital in Muskegon are filled with COVID patients. More sit in the emergency room waiting for beds to open up. Staff are working mandatory 16-hour shifts, struggling to keep up and to stay safe themselves. Their union, SEIU Healthcare Michigan, wants hospital leaders to do more. Dr. Justin Grill is chief medical officer for Mercy Health Muskegon.
There's no question that this is hard for everybody. People are having to work extra hours. Oftentimes being put into new situations, caring for different types of patients than what they would normally care for.
The union has given the hospital a list of demands. The hospital says it's trying to hire more workers. I'm Dustin Dwyer.
Healthcare leaders across the state are warning of a coming surge in COVID-19 cases, but in the Upper Peninsula, those concerns are magnified by a lower hospital capacity. More on that from Ben Thorpe.
In the spring, COVID-19 was clustered around hotspot locations. This time, hospitals worry that this surge is happening everywhere, meaning that hospitals with overflow patients might have nowhere to take them. David John is with the War Memorial Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. He says the hospital can only take 15 COVID patients. So far, they have five.
If every hospital in the state is seeing these surges in inpatients and doesn't have room for those patients like they did in the spring, then that creates, you know, another issue. And, you know, there are only so many beds in the state.
John says his biggest concern is that if their hospital overflows and the nearest hospitals in the region also overflow, it could mean much longer trips for ambulances. Still, he says anyone in need of medical care should not hesitate to visit a hospital. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
Rapidly rising COVID-19 infections are causing a shortage of convalescent plasma. That's collected from blood donors who have had the coronavirus and now have antibodies. It may help others who are severely ill. Dr. Dan Waxman is the senior medical director at Versity. It is a blood center in Michigan. It supplies plasma to many hospitals around the state. Waxman says demand is far exceeding supply.
Last week alone, we distributed over 300 products, convalescent plasma products, in Michigan alone. And at the time, the most we made was about 124.
Waxman says Versity needs at least 50 plasma donors with COVID antibodies a week to keep up with demand. Certifying Michigan's election results will continue as scheduled. That's after a judge in Wayne County rejected complaints by Republican poll challengers as, quote, not credible. Rick Pluta reports.
Republican poll challengers say they were stopped from doing their jobs on election night, but Judge Timothy Kenney said their stories were inconsistent and noted that complainants skipped a walkthrough and training for poll challengers at Detroit's TCF Center. He also said they have other options to challenge the results beyond a delay in certification. He said a delay would, quote, undermine faith in the electoral system. The case applies only to counting in Detroit, but that would hold up certifying the statewide results. So that's on track to be made official November 23rd. Michigan's 16 electoral votes have been called for President-elect Joe Biden. I'm Rick Pluta.
From changes in shopping trends to a global pandemic, shopping malls are in need of a strong holiday season this year, Hunter Dode reports.
The Midland Mall has seen its fair share of adversity this year. A 2.5-month shutdown, a nearby construction project, and struggles to find workers during a pandemic. Lori Snyder is the mall manager.
It was very hard, and I'm hoping now it's going to come back to the norm. I hope so bad, because people need it. If we get closed down one more time, people cannot come back again. They won't be able to.
Snyder says she has seen positivity from community members and employees. I'm Hunter Dode, WCMU News.
The Kalamazoo Promise Scholarship Program was announced 15 years ago last week. Since then, it has sent thousands of Kalamazoo public school students to college. Superintendent Rita Reichow-Dury says nearly $150 million has been invested in the community through its young adults so far.
This incredible gift to our students is funded into perpetuity by a small group of anonymous donors. There are nearly 7,000 KPS graduates who have utilized this gift.
Other cities have created similar privately funded scholarship programs based off of the one in Kalamazoo, but none have been as generous or inclusive as Kalamazoo's. In our forecast, clouds for mid-Michigan this morning, but some gradual clearing by late morning into early afternoon. Breezy too, a few showers late today, highs near 45. Farther north, cloudy and breezy today. Scattered rain and snow showers are possible. Highs will be in the mid to upper 30s or near 2 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your WCMU Morning News Roundup for this Monday, the 16th day of November, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.